Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street, a stone's throw from some of New York's hottest nightclubs, including the one where Chris Brown and Drake got in a fight.
From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Both of my daughters studied piano, at least for a little while. My oldest hated it. She lasted about a year or so and then quit, and I was gutted because she had a great touch, you know? Even early on, she could make a lovely legato sound, which is sometimes the hardest thing to learn. My younger daughter liked the piano, mainly because she loved her teacher, who was great. But then her teacher suddenly became famous. In fact, she was on our show night before last. That's Simona Dinnerstein. And then she couldn't teach anymore. So my daughter tried someone else, but then quickly decided it just wasn't the same. Plus, soccer was taking up more of her time, and you parents out there know where I'm going with all this. We have a piano sitting at home that no one plays. Now, lots of people have instruments cluttering up their homes that no one plays anymore. And for those of you who have something smaller and more portable than a piano, we have a potential solution for you, which I'll explain in a second. Of course, some folks do put their instruments to great use. The band Dum Dum Girls will bring their blend of dreamy pop harmonies and jangly indie rock to our studio for a live performance. And we'll hear from choreographer Stephen Petronio and the experimental hip-hop artist Clams Casino about their new collaboration, It Is Not What You Would Expect. But back to the island of misfit instruments. Our colleagues at our classical sister station WQXR had a brilliant idea. Do an instrument drive. Collect all those unwanted trumpets and clarinets and violins and give them to a public school kid who's itching to play. Jeff Spurgeon is on-air host at WQXR. Jeff, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
So for folks who haven't heard the details, how does this instrument drive work?
It's very simple. You have an old instrument sitting around in the closet or maybe in a storage space, and you bring it to one of 14 locations. We have spots in all five boroughs, in Westchester, on Long Island, and in New Jersey. And you drop it off. We'll have you fill out a tiny bit of paperwork so you can get a tax deduction and make it an official donation. And that is it. The instruments will be repaired and then distributed to schools in New York City who have to qualify for the program. So they have a little work to do to the schools.
Okay. And for information, you can go to WQXR.org/kids to find out the locations and all
everything.
That kind of stuff.
All the information is right there.
Do they have to be like band instruments or classical instruments? Can you donate a banjo? Or
yeah, we'll take. They're not taking for some reason recorders, and they want things you can carry in your hand. So you know, I have an extra Steinway. It's just clogging up the hallway. Sorry, can't hand carry that.
Okay, let's take some calls and see what some of our listeners are thinking about donating to the WQXR Instrument Drive. We'll start with Lee here in Manhattan. Hi, Lee.
Hello.
So what are you going to be donating to the Instrument Drive?
I donated an old electric guitar that I found.
You found it? Where?
At Central Park. When I was in high school, we used to have to do service learning. And so I went to the park to help clean up. And one day I found this old electric guitar and I asked the guy in charge if I could have it. And he said, sure.
You found a guitar in the park. Did it work?
I don't know. I never actually got around to learning how to play it.
So you took it home, and where has it been? First of all, how long have you had it?
This was in 10th grade. I'm now in my last year of college, so it's been a while.
Okay. And so where has it been?
Just sitting in my room.
Just sitting around. What do you play?
I don't. I'm a writer. I'm not really a musician.
Okay. But so there was this moment perhaps where you thought, hey, I'll take this home, learn how to play, I'll be a rock star.
Basically.
So that's been donated to the cause then?
Yep.
All right, Lee. Well done. That was, you know, it took a few years, but you found a good home for your orphaned electric guitar.
Indeed.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Jeff, what about you? Are you a candidate for the instrument drive?
You know what? I have kept the trombone that I played in high school and a little bit in college. I've kept it for 35 years. And so I actually brought it up on the day that we kicked this thing off on Friday last. I brought it up to the Rubenstein Atrium near Lincoln Center and parted company with it. Yeah.
When's the last time you actually played it?
It was about 3 years ago. Some friends of mine have a family band, and one of the kids in the family played the trumpet. And the mom said, you know, Jeff, I know you played the trombone. You should come over and play it. We'll do a piece with you and with our daughter. So I brought it over and tried to play it. It's the only time in the history of my marriage, 20 years, that I've seen my wife collapse with laughter, literally onto the floor. That was how bad it was.
And that was when you decided, we need to have an instrument drive so that I have an excuse to get rid of this
horrible shame that lingers in my life.
Jeff Spurgeon's on-air host at our classical sister station, WQXR, which is running the instrument drive through April 7th. For more information, including locations to drop the instruments off, go to wqxr.org/kids. Let's hear from Hal, who's calling in from Brooklyn. Hey, Hal.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So what's your donation to the instrument drive?
I'm donating a Roland EM15 keyboard. I took it out last night, cleaned it off. It's been sitting over in a corner of my bedroom, forlorn and unplayed for a number of years. But I hooked it up, and it sounds fine. So I'm going to be bringing that over some night this week.
So it's an electric keyboard. So, Jeff, you were saying before, no pianos, has to be something you can hand carry.
We are taking these electronic keyboards. A lot of people have some very nice ones that they're using, and we appreciate the fact that Hal called Kathleen, who's running the drive, and checked it out with her. But, yeah, it's great.
So, Hal, are you a musician? Do you play?
Yes, I do. I've always loved music. It's always been a really important part of my life. When I was in third grade, I started playing piano, or started trying to play piano. I was going to a Catholic school, and one of the nuns was giving piano lessons. So I started taking piano lessons, but unfortunately, we didn't have a piano at home for me to practice on. So I eventually had to give up the lessons.
So why did you get the keyboard in the first place?
Well, it was a present, and my now former wife gave it to me as a present about 10 or 12 years ago for Christmas. And unfortunately, I mean, I really loved it, and I started trying to learn how to play it, but unfortunately, I mean, I'm a financial news editor, and I freelance on top of that, so I hardly have time to play the instruments I already know how to play.
Right.
And so it's been sitting over in the corner of my bedroom, looking very sad. And, you know, with, like I said, I barely had time to play the instruments that I do know how to play, let alone the 2 hours or 3 hours a day it would take to learn one from scratch. Even though I would love to play piano. I really would. I mean, I fantasize that in the next life I'll come back as a concert pianist. So,
well, it's a good thing that you're doing, Hal, donating this electronic keyboard to the WQXR instrument drive. Thanks very much for the call.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
So, you know, as we've gone through this process, Jeff, and spoken to some of your listeners and our listeners,
yeah.
You know, there are lots of people who tried and maybe for a while succeeded in playing an instrument and then for one reason or another gave it up or just couldn't master it and it sat in the closet. But we've also noticed a number of people who were not themselves the owners of these instruments but who, you know, are doing these donations after a loved one has passed away.
It's amazing the memories and the weight, the personal weight, that we put on these instruments. I mean, I felt that with the stupid high school trombone I had, but I took it out. It's like I have lots of memories of lots of things I did with that instrument. And if it's a family heirloom or seems to be a family heirloom, that's a hard thing to let go of. You feel like you're abandoning the family.
Well, now, it's funny you should say that because our next caller is Deborah L. Jacobs, senior editor at Forbes Media, who usually writes about personal finances for baby boomers. But on her blog recently, she wrote about the experience of donating her family's violin to the WQXR instrument drive. Apparently, it belonged to her grandfather. And she wrote, "For nearly 50 years, the tradition has consisted of this. Child breaks violin, grown-up repairs it, and preserves it for the next generation."
No mention of anybody playing it in there.
Well, Deborah joins us on the line here at Soundcheck. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. So, good to be here.
So how old is this violin?
The violin has been in our family for 50 years, as you noted, and I think it's probably older than that. It's a reproduction, and I don't know how old precisely it is, but it's been repaired many times because it was probably honored in the breaking more than it was honored in making harmony.
So it originally belonged to your grandfather. Was he a good player? Was he a musician?
Grandpa Oscar was a terrible player, and although I remember it belonging to him, in the course of checking in with all of his descendants to get their approval to donate it, I learned that my memory was not exactly correct. It was more poetic to think that it had belonged to him, but in fact, he had acquired it from a friend of his who was a music teacher. He did play the violin, and he owned a violin, but he quote-unquote learned to play it later in life. So this was not exactly his childhood violin.
Hmm. So was it, you talk about you had to check with all the various relatives before making this donation. Was there anybody who thought, oh, man, it's been in the family for 50 years. He can't give this away.
Well, it's interesting.
Or are they all happy to see the back of it after breaking it?
Thing is that I'm the author of a book called Estate Planning Smarts, which is about building a legacy and passing items along to the next generation. So in my work, I write all the time about families that fight about objects that are completely worthless, but that have sentimental value. The irony about this object was that it's relatively worthless, and it didn't have any sentimental value either.
I love the idea of the combination of, you know, a not very valuable instrument and very little sentimental value.
So no wonder you keep it around.
Here you go, public school kids. Have at it. So Deborah L. Jacobs, senior editor at Forbes Media, and making this donation of the family violin to the WQXR Instrument Drive. Well done, Deborah. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
And Jeff Spurgeon, on-air host at our classical sister station, WQXR. I suppose, I mean, we've already collected lots of instruments.
Hundreds, but we have not reached our goal of 1,000 yet. And if we happen to exceed it, that'll be a wonderful thing, too. But
so it's through April 7th.
Yeah, through all donations are accepted all the way through Monday, April 7th. Whenever the place that you're taking it to donate is open, you can drop it off then. Whenever the drop-off place is open, that's when you can drop off an instrument.
And again, all those details are on the web at wqxr.org/kids. And it seems like every instrument being donated has a story behind it. Listeners, tell us the story behind the instrument that you're donating to the WQXR drive. Post it at soundcheck.org or leave us your story in a voicemail at 866-939-1612.
And what's so beautiful about this is that when you give the instrument away, it becomes itself again. It becomes a musical instrument.
Mm-hmm.
You get to keep the story forever. But the instrument gets to be an instrument again. It's
and it
a really
gets
good
to
thing.
Be played.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting in a closet
yeah.
somewhere.
Yep.
Again, our number 866-939-1612. Tell us the story behind the instrument you're donating to the WQXR Instrument Drive or post your story at soundcheck.org. Jeff Spurgeon, great to have you back.
Thanks, John.
This is Soundcheck.
Lonely guitar, just serenading your song to
take Soundcheck with you wherever you go with the all-new WNYC mobile app. Download it for free from wnyc.org/mobile.